वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर लॉन्जाइनस. ठीक है, लॉन्जाइनस, LONGINUS. नाउ लॉन्जाइनस फ्लरिश्ड इन द फर्स्ट सेंचुरी AD. ठीक है, सो अभी से अगर हम टाइम देखें तो ऑलमोस्ट मोर देन 2000 ईयर्स बिफोर लॉन्जाइनस वी हैड प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल. बट ऑल ऑफ दीज, फ्रॉम प्लेटो, एरिस्टोटल, लॉन्जाइनस एंड इवन होरेस, ऑल ऑफ दीज आर जनरली क्लब्ड अंडर क्लासिकल राइटर्स एंड देयर क्रिटिसिज्म इज जनरली क्लासिफाइड एज क्लासिकल क्रिटिसिज्म. ठीक है, नाउ लॉन्जाइनस इज फेमस फॉर द वर्क ऑन द सबलाइम. ठीक है, ऑन द सबलाइम. Now keep in mind that the authorship of this work, okay, whether Longinus actually wrote this work is still disputed. Okay, so what many scholars have come up with, instead of referring to this person as Longinus or Cassius Longinus, it is better to refer to him as Pseudo Longinus. Okay, but throughout our discussion, we will just refer to him as Longinus. Okay, for the sake of convenience. Now also keep in mind that about a third of the manuscript on the sublime, okay, is lost. So we only have 2/3 of it. ठीक है, तो बट 2/3 से भी काफी कुछ जानने को मिला. ठीक है, अबाउट द आइडिया ऑफ द सबलाइम. ठीक है, नाउ विद रिस्पेक्ट टू मोर बायोग्राफिकल डिटेल्स अबाउट लॉन्जाइनस. ठीक है, इट इज सेड दैट कैसियस लॉन्जाइनस, ठीक है, इफ दिस पर्सन इज द हिस्टोरिकल कैसियस लॉन्जाइनस, ही वॉज अ ग्रीक लिविंग अंडर रोमन रूल. ठीक है, इन द ईस्टर्न मेडिटेरेनियन रीजन. ठीक है, बट ही रोट इन ग्रीक, सो इन मेनी प्लेसेज यू विल फाइंड हिम एज बींग रिफर्ड टू एज अ ग्रीक क्रिटिक, अ ग्रीक लिटरी क्रिटिक. बट एज आई सेड दैट द आइडेंटिटी ऑफ लॉन्जाइनस इज डिस्प्यूटेड. ठीक है, बट कीपिंग दैट असाइड, लेट्स फोकस मोर ऑन द वर्क ऑन द सबलाइम. ठीक है, बिकॉज दैट इज मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट. एंड इवन बिफोर आई बिगिन दैट वर्क, ठीक है, लेट मी कोट अ वेरी फेमस क्रिटिक हु डिस्क्राइब्स हाउ इम्पॉर्टेंट दिस वर्क इज ऑन द सबलाइम. ठीक है, कोट, इन द एस्टिमेशन ऑफ मेनी लिटरी क्रिटिक्स एंड क्रिटिकल हिस्टोरियंस हु हैव सर्वेड द रिच ऑफरिंग्स ऑफ क्लासिकल लिटरी क्रिटिसिज्म एंड थियोरी, द ट्रीटीज ऑन द सबलाइम रिटन बाय प्रोबेबली इन द फर्स्ट सेंचुरी AD often ranks second, ठीक है, often ranks second in importance only to Aristotle's Poetics. ठीक है, Aristotle's analytic work succinctly maps the terrain of literary genre, character, structure and rhetoric. But the highly compact On the Sublime, ठीक है, explores with intensity the nature and occurrence of a certain kind of writing. ठीक है, it explores with intensity the nature and occurrence of a certain kind of writing, specifically writing whose expressive power appears to transgress the rules of artistic and rhetorical composition to achieve, ठीक है, to achieve what in Greek is termed hypsos. HYPSOS, hypsos. And hypsos is a word that denotes greatness, excellence or sublimity. Unquote. ठीक है, so few things this critic says is important to note down. One, after Aristotle's Poetics, the most important work is On the Sublime. ठीक है, तो इतना important है ये work इनका. And in this work On the Sublime, basically the reference is to a particular kind of writing. ठीक है, particular kind of writing that has achieved greatness, excellence or sublimity. ठीक है, now what exactly classifies as sublime, that I will explain in a minute. But insofar as Longinus is concerned, ठीक है, Longinus defines sublimity, ठीक है, और hypsos, ठीक है, आपसे एग्जाम में ये भी पूछ सकते हैं दैट व्हाट इज hypsos, बेसिकली सबलिमिटी को कहते हैं. ठीक है, hypsos इज अ ग्रीक वर्ड. Longinus defines sublimity as, quote, the echo of greatness of spirit, unquote. ठीक है, the echo of greatness of spirit, that is the moral and imaginative power of the writer that pervades a work. So what is special or unique in this work is that for the first time, ठीक है, greatness in literature, or let's say how great a literary work is ascribed to qualities innate in a writer rather than in the art. ठीक है, but the author Longinus also says in this work that greatness can be achieved, it need not be only inborn. मतलब ये कि जरूरी नहीं है कि कोई पैदा ही हुआ है ग्रेट राइटर. द क्वालिटीज ऑफ अ ग्रेट राइटर कैन बी अक्वायर्ड ऑल्सो. सो ग्रेटनेस ऑफ थॉट इज नॉट समथिंग दैट वी अक्वायर एट बर्थ बट मे बी अक्वायर्ड बाय एम्यूलेटिंग ग्रेट राइटर्स और ऑथर्स. ग्रेट राइटर्स लाइक होमर, लाइक प्लेटो, लाइक डिमोस्थनीज. ठीक है, नाउ आफ्टर दैट इन दिस वर्क ऑन द सबलाइम लॉन्जाइनस आइडेंटिफाइज 5 प्राइमरी सोर्सेज दैट कंट्रीब्यूट टू अचीविंग सबलिमिटी इन राइटिंग. ठीक है, तो एग्जाम में आपसे ये पूछ सकते हैं दैट व्हाट आर दोज 5 प्राइमरी सोर्सेज. ठीक है, आफ्टरवर्ड्स इन दिस वर्क लॉन्जाइनस ऑल्सो डिस्कसेज द आइडिया ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्टेशन और ट्रांसपोर्ट. हाउ ग्रेट राइटिंग ट्रांसपोर्ट्स द रीडर और द ऑडियंस टू अ हायर स्टेट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस एंड फीलिंग. ठीक है, सो यू कैन ऑल्सो गेट क्वेश्चंस ऑन व्हाट इज द आइडिया ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्ट एज एक्सप्रेस्ड इन ऑन द सबलाइम बाय लॉन्जाइनस. ठीक है, आफ्टरवर्ड्स वन मोर थिंग वी विल डिस्कस इज दैट लेटर ऑन राइटर्स लाइक इमैनुअल कांट, ठीक है, दे ऑल्सो टॉक अबाउट द आइडिया ऑफ द सबलाइम. आफ्टरवर्ड्स वी हैव राइटर्स लाइक एडमुंड बर्क, he also talks about the idea of the sublime. ठीक है, there is a very famous work by Edmund Burke called A Philosophical Inquiry into the Origin of Our Ideas of the Sublime and the Beautiful. ठीक है, so they can ask you in the exam what is the difference in the idea of the sublime as expressed by Longinus, Immanuel Kant and Edmund Burke. ठीक है, so we'll discuss that one by one. But before that, let me tell you that whenever you study literary criticism, ठीक है, try to make a chronology of various literary critics, especially with respect to classical criticism. ठीक है, so Socrates comes first, then we have Plato, then Aristotle, उसके बाद Horace, Longinus and so on. ठीक है, now let's discuss this one by one, step by step. ठीक है, so on the sublime, ठीक है, this work shifts the focus from Aristotle's structural analysis of tragedy, ठीक है, because we all know that Aristotle talks a lot about tragedy, right? On the sublime shifts the focus to the aesthetic experience, ठीक है, from the structural analysis to the aesthetic experience of the reader. Now the reader becomes important, ठीक है, because what impact the writing has on the reader, that becomes important, ठीक है. So in this work, Longinus explores the concept of the sublime, that quality in literature that elevates the soul, inspires awe and transports the reader beyond the ordinary. Okay? What is the sublime? A particular kind of quality in literature that elevates the soul of the reader or the audience, inspires awe, A-W-E, awe, and transports the reader beyond the ordinary. Okay? So this idea of the reader getting transported beyond the ordinary. And furthermore, Longinus defines the sublime not as a specific technique or device. ठीक है, Longinus defines the sublime not as a specific technique or device, but rather as the effect that great literature has on the reader. ठीक है, so it's the sense of elevation, grandeur and transcendence that leaves a lasting impression on the reader or on the audience. ठीक है, जो ये लाइन आखिरी वाली है, ठीक है, it's the sense of elevation, grandeur and transcendence that leaves a lasting impression. Now try and note down these 2-3 words, ठीक है, because in the exam they can just define the sublime using these words and then they will say that whether this represents a good definition of the sublime or not. The answer is yes, it does. ठीक है, now afterwards, as I told you earlier, that Longinus identifies 5 primary sources that contribute to achieving sublimity in writing. ठीक है, those sources of the sublime. The first is grand thoughts. ठीक है, grand thoughts. And grand thoughts से मतलब है that profound and elevated ideas that inspire awe. ठीक है, second, strong emotions. ठीक है, strong emotions. So intense feelings that resonate deeply with the audience. ठीक है, third क्या है, noble diction. ठीक है, diction, D-I-C-T-I-O-N. And what is diction? The choice of words. ठीक है, so noble diction or the use of grand and appropriate language. ठीक है, afterwards elevated composition. ठीक है, so overall the composition or the writing should be elevated. क्या मतलब इसका? See, harmonious arrangement of words and phrases that creates a sense of rhythm and flow. ठीक है, so enhancing the overall impact on the reader. ठीक है, so elevated composition. And fifth is figurative language. ठीक है, figurative or metaphoric language. So the use of rhetorical devices to elevate the text. ठीक है, so these are the sources of the sublime. So in his explanations, few things Longinus elaborates on and emphasizes. What are these things? Moral and imaginative power of the writer. Okay, so Longinus emphasizes that true sublimity arises from the writer's moral and imaginative depth. ठीक है, moral and imaginative depth. He believes that greatness in literature is a reflection of the writer's inner greatness. ठीक है, a reflection of the writer's inner greatness. उसके बाद, as I told you that writers, if they imitate great authors, ठीक है, they can write in a way to achieve sublimity. So again, he emphasizes the fact that imitation of great writers. He suggests that writers can achieve sublimity by emulating the works of great authors such as Homer, Plato and Demosthenes. ठीक है, now Demosthenes was also an ancient writer. ठीक है, afterwards, as I told you that in this work on the sublime, Longinus emphasizes the innate genius of the writer or the skill that a writer was born with. But at the same time, he said that this skill can also be learned. ठीक है, So innate genius and learned skill. So Longinus argues that while some aspects of the sublime are innate, matlab God gifted, or we are born with that skill, others can be developed through study and practice. Okay? And afterwards in this work, you'll find there is a critique of weak writing or bad writing. Okay? So maan lo ke if I have to tell you what is good writing, I must also show you what is bad writing, right? So in this work, Longinus also gives some examples of bad or weak writing. Okay? So he also analyzes examples of weak writing to illustrate what fails to achieve sublimity. Okay? So providing a comprehensive guide for writers to avoid common pitfalls. Okay? So each and every quality, each and every aspect he discusses. Now afterwards, coming to the idea of transport. Okay? I told you that this idea of transportation or transport is very important. Okay? If you have to understand the concept of the sublime. And what does transport refer to? Okay? Transport refers to the powerful emotional and intellectual impact. Okay? Powerful emotional and intellectual impact that sublime literature has on its audience. Okay? So as a definition, this can be a good definition. So when a piece of writing achieves sublimity, it has the ability to transport the reader or the listener or the audience beyond their ordinary experiences. Okay? So evoking a sense of awe, wonder and elevation. Okay? So do teen words aap note kar lena, awe, awe, wonder, elevation, ye bar bar use ho rahe hain. Okay? So this transport is not just a physical movement. Okay? So transport se physical movement se matlab nahi hai, theek hai? But a profound psychological and emotional journey that lifts the audience to a higher state of consciousness and feeling. Okay? So transportation se kya matlab hai? That a work of literature that lifts the audience to a higher state of consciousness and feeling. So it is about that profound psychological and emotional impact. Okay? Now afterwards, as I told you that after Longinus, there are some other writers who also talk about the sublime. For instance, Immanuel Kant in his work, The Critique of Judgment. Okay? He talks about the sublime. Then we have Edmund Burke. Okay? In his work, A Practical Inquiry into the Origin of Our Ideas of the Sublime and the Beautiful. Even Edmund Burke talks about this. So first, let's take up the ideas of Immanuel Kant. Okay? See, Immanuel Kant's exploration of the sublime is part of his broader work on aesthetics. Okay? So in this work, The Critique of Judgment, okay? He's not just talking about the sublime. He's talking about aesthetics in general and teleology. Okay? Teleology. Now, what is the meaning of teleology? See, teleology is, suppose I say that the purpose of a particular thing was this, then that is basically explaining any phenomena in terms of the purpose for which it was made in the universe or in the world, rather than saying that it happened because of some kind of cause. Okay? So, explanation of phenomena or events in terms of the purpose they serve rather than the cause by which they arise. So teleology basically is a philosophical idea. Okay? So in this work, Immanuel Kant distinguishes between the beautiful and the sublime. Okay? The sublime is characterized by its ability to evoke a feeling of awe mixed with terror. Okay? Awe and terror. Often through the confrontation with something vast or powerful. Okay? So this is the definition that Immanuel Kant gives. And in this work, Kant also differentiates between mathematical sublime and dynamical sublime. Okay, so two types of sublime he talks about. One is mathematical sublime and the other is dynamical sublime. And what is mathematical sublime? Mathematical sublime is related to the vastness of size or number. Okay, mathematics se aap samjho isko. Okay, related to the vastness of the size or number. Dynamical sublime kya hai? It is related to the power and might of nature. Okay? Related to the power and might of nature. But keep in mind that in both cases, sublime hota kya hai? Sublime basically has a ability to evoke a feeling of awe mixed with terror. Anything that evokes this kind of feeling is termed as sublime. Okay? And furthermore, Immanuel Kant says that the experience of the sublime involves a mixture of pleasure and pain. Okay? Experience of the sublime involves a mixture of pleasure and pain. As it confronts the limits of our sensibility and understanding, it connects us with our moral nature and the ideas of reason. Okay? Now, example, agar hum ek do consider kare, okay? Just to understand what Immanuel Kant means by mathematical sublime and dynamical sublime. Suppose there is a starry sky, okay? Night sky hota hai, where there are a lot of stars, to use starry sky kehte hain, okay? So Kant uses the example of the starry sky to illustrate the mathematical sublime. So the infinite expanse of the cosmos evokes a sense of awe and the limits of human comprehension. So, in a night sky, if we were to try and count the number of stars, it is practically impossible, right? Agar aapne kabhi night sky ko dekha ho, there are almost n number of or limitless number of stars, which is beyond human comprehension. So, that is a good example of mathematical sublime. Okay? With respect to dynamical sublime, ye kya hota hai? For example, Kant refers to powerful natural events like thunderstorms and towering mountains. Thunderstorms and towering mountains. And these phenomena inspire both fear and admiration. These phenomena inspire both fear and admiration, highlighting the power of nature. So this is an example of dynamical sublime. So in the exam, they can also ask you, who talks about mathematical sublime and dynamical sublime? It is Immanuel Kant. Afterwards, Edmund Burke. Now, as I indicated earlier, there is a very famous work by Edmund Burke called A Philosophical Inquiry into the Origin of our Ideas of the Sublime and the Beautiful. So in this work, basically it is a psychological and aesthetic investigation. Psychological and aesthetic investigation into the origins of our ideas of the sublime and the beautiful. जो टाइटल है उसी के ऊपर, ये पूरा जो कॉन्टेंट है उसी के ऊपर लिखा हुआ है. ठीक है, ऑरिजिन्स. सो एडमंड बर्क सेपरेट्स द सबलाइम फ्रॉम द ब्यूटिफुल. ठीक है, सो द सबलाइम इज एसोसिएटेड विद फीलिंग्स ऑफ टेरर, ऑ एंड वास्टनेस. ठीक है, सो ये जो वर्ड्स हैं ऑ, टेरर एंड वास्टनेस, ये बार बार आप देख रहे होंगे कि रिपीट हो रहे हैं. ठीक है, व्हाइल द ब्यूटिफुल इज लिमिटेड टू हार्मनी, प्लेजर एंड स्मूथनेस. ठीक है, द सबलाइम इज एसोसिएटेड विद फीलिंग्स ऑफ टेरर, ऑ एंड वास्टनेस, while the beautiful is linked to harmony, pleasure and smoothness. ठीक है, so the sublime arises from objects that are vast, obscure, powerful and capable of evoking fear. For example, there are mountains, there are storms, ठीक है, thunderstorms. ठीक है, furthermore, the sublime produces a sensation of delightful horror. ठीक है, the sublime produces a sensation of delightful horror or a mix of fear and pleasure that arises from the safety of the observer's position. And if we just consider an example, okay, a good example which Edmund Burke cites is stormy sea. Okay, oceans mein ya sea mein storms aate hain. That is a good example that he cites. Okay, so Edmund Burke cites the example of a stormy sea as an instance of the sublime. Okay, and keep in mind that the vast and tumultuous ocean, right, evokes feelings of terror and awe. Okay, and another example that Edmund Burke gives is that of Gothic cathedrals. Okay, Gothic cathedrals. First of all, what is a cathedral? See, cathedral is a very big church where there is a seat for a bishop. Okay, now if you are aware of Christian theology and Christianity, cathedrals are very big. Okay, agar aap google karoge, you'll find out how cathedrals look like. And in England, right, there is a very famous cathedral called Gloucester Cathedral. Okay, Gloucester Cathedral. And this is a good example of a Gothic cathedral. So Edmund Burke discusses the impact of such grand and imposing structures, okay, imposing buildings or structures, such as the Gothic cathedrals, which can evoke feelings of sublime, okay, feelings of the sublime through their sheer scale and intricate design. Okay, agar aap google karoge, you will find out how this building or cathedral is designed. It is so amazing. So even such buildings can evoke feelings of the sublime. Okay, so as a quick recap and as a quick summary, three things we took up: Longinus, then also the ideas of Immanuel Kant and also Edmund Burke. Okay, mostly the emphasis was on the idea of the sublime. So when we discussed Longinus, okay, specifically his work on the sublime, what does that focus on? It focuses on the sublime, okay, as a powerful effect achieved through elevated language and thought in literature. Okay, elevated language and thought in literature, isse sublime banta hai. Okay, it transports the reader beyond the ordinary. Okay, now when we come to Immanuel Kant, Immanuel Kant distinguishes the sublime from the beautiful. Okay, first point, associating it with experiences of vastness and power in nature. ठीक है, experiences of vastness and power in nature that initially overwhelms our faculties. ठीक है, when we experience the sublime, initially our faculties are overwhelmed, but ultimately it leads to a sense of moral elevation through reason. ठीक है, and then finally we come to Edmund Burke. Edmund Burke links the sublime to experiences of terror and awe. ठीक है, terror and awe, particularly those involving vastness, obscurity and power. Okay, so emphasizing the psychological and emotional responses which they evoke in the individual. Okay, so remember that in the exam you can get questions on all of this. What is the sublime? What are the sources of the sublime? What is the idea of transport? The name of the works, various works, okay, where the idea of the sublime is discussed. Okay.